It is time for Food for Mood with Dr. Judy Werpman. Judy is a co-author of the Serotonin Power Diet, serotoninpowerdiet.com. Also, Simon loses his tummy. Ladies and gentlemen, here she is, Judy Werpman. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, and Jill, I apologize. I thought I had, and you're right. Somehow going south must have taken off some brain cells. But I will tell you what I wrote about.
You're coming north anyway, so what's presumably?
That's right. So. That's right. So I should regain them maybe in about 3 hours. I was talking about what I wrote about, and something I would like to discuss briefly is a nutrient, an important component of our diet called choline, C-H-O-L-I-N-E, that most of us probably haven't heard about, and really aren't terribly concerned that we haven't heard about it, because it's one of those nutrients that's neat, that's not a vitamin and it's not a mineral. It's something that is very important for us. It actually is one of the building blocks of all the membranes in our body. It's essential to make one of the neurotransmitters, brain chemicals that's involved in our memory. If pregnant women don't have enough choline in their diets, their fetus, you know, the unborn child, will not develop their brain sufficiently well, so they may be born with cognitive and memory problems. But again, it's a nutrient that is very easy to overlook because it's just something that's just not talked about. Okay, the reason that I'm mentioning it now is that I came across an article really describing a controversy, small though it is, in England. The controversy started with a British researcher who does a lot of research in nutrition, claiming that people who go on a vegan diet, you know, which means no animal products at all, including dairy products and eggs, none of those, are choline deficient, because one of the main sources of choline in the diet is eggs. If you don't eat eggs, it's really hard to get enough choline. And therefore, she said that not only were people at risk in general, because if you don't make, your body makes some of it, but you don't make enough, you really could develop liver disease, for example, but that the unborn child was at great risk because vegan mothers aren't getting enough in their diet and they may grow up, they may be born with some kind of cognitive impairment. And, of course, it was pushback on the part of the vegan community saying, how dare she? We get enough choline in our diet. Our children are perfectly normal. Our pregnant women are perfectly normal. You know, we have no problem with this at all. So I decided to look into it and realized that her argument, which came out just a couple of weeks ago, is something that was actually first proposed a good 20 years ago by a MIT PhD, also MD, named Steve Zeisel, who has a large research laboratory in North Carolina, the University of North Carolina, who first suggested in the late 1990s, early 2000, that we don't get enough choline in the diet, and he also talked about the problems, because based on his research, that if you don't have enough of that, you really are putting your fetus in danger if you're a pregnant woman. Okay, so I thought, a friend of mine had come to me with a question of, should I get choline supplements because I hate eggs? And I thought, you know, I don't eat many eggs either. I don't hate them, but I really don't particularly enjoy them. And the only place I would eat them would be if they were in a baked goods, you know, like, I don't know, eating, you know, a muffin or something that was made with an egg for 12 servings. And I'm not getting enough choline either. And so I really wanted to see what our requirements were. And, you know, I won't bother with the numbers, but what I did read in a report that was put out by the NIH is that most Americans really don't get enough of this supplement, and it really could have some impact, really, on memory. Not that the deficiency is going to give you Alzheimer's disease, but who knows, you know, maybe as you age and you develop something which is called normal memory loss with aging, you know, just like we lose muscles, we tend to lose muscle mass, we tend to lose some memory just based on normal aging, you know, maybe choline has something to do with it. And so this friend of ours, I looked at the kinds of foods that you could eat to get enough choline a day, and you can do it, and you can even do it if you're vegan, but you have to eat carefully, which, of course, is the main thing about the way most of us eat, which is not particularly carefully. But the best sources of choline in the diet are something we rarely eat, which is beef liver and then chicken liver, also something most people don't eat on a regular basis, eggs. Again, if you're an egg eater, you don't have to worry about it because it's a really very rich source of this nutrient. But then other things like wheat germ, some people eat it, bacon, a lot of people eat that, dried soybeans, not, and pork. Those are the main, and potatoes. These are very good sources of choline.
So,
and I suspect that if you look at your diet, you might find that you're not getting enough either.
Well, I don't know. Tell me.
Okay, so we went through what a normal diet might be if you were wanted to get enough choline in your diet, and we. The thing is, if you eat roasted soybeans, you can get those sort of as a snack. That really does have, you know, a fair amount of it. And if you eat 2 eggs a day, you're really getting most of your choline intake. But otherwise, and we just went through what a vegan diet would have to be in order to get enough choline. And, okay, so this is what we just sort of worked out. You know what quinoa is. You know, it's this grain that has some protein in it, and it's really very healthy. Okay, so if you're a woman, you should eat, let's say, one day, 1.5 cups of quinoa, add it with 1 ounce of wheat bran on it, which I'm sure doesn't make it taste terribly good, 1/2 cup of roasted soybeans, a large potato, and mushrooms, by the way, are a good source of choline. So you'd have a potato with mushrooms on it. You'd have 1/2 cup of kidney beans, 1 cup of cooked cauliflower, and 1/2 cup of roasted peanuts. Okay,
in a day?
It doesn't sound like you really make a meal out of it, but it is. It would give you enough choline if you're a woman.
In a day?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's a lot to eat. Okay, it's not that much to eat. And again, if you were a non-vegan, again, having eggs along with, let's say, potatoes and some quinoa and wheat germ or wheat bran and cauliflower would give you enough. But it means you can't eat casually. You know, and most of us, we might not eat breakfast. We might have a salad for lunch. Many people don't eat potatoes. They certainly don't eat chicken livers. And many people don't eat eggs. And they don't think about eating roasted soybeans or peanuts because, you know, they tend to be fattening and also just eaten as a snack. And many people are allergic to it. And we don't tend to really pick out on mushrooms. Like 1/2 cup is quite a bit because we tend to think of mushrooms as sort of a garnish in most dishes. I think that day after day, month after month, we can very slowly develop this choline deficiency. And you would have to look at your vitamin pills to see whether there's even any choline supplement in it. You need about 425 milligrams if you're a woman and about 550 if you're a man. Okay, your body makes about 1/2 of the choline that you need, but the rest you really have to eat. And as the NIH pointed out, there really are deficiencies that we might not even be aware of. Again, like the creeping encroachment of memory loss as we get older.
But what about the jellyfish, Judy?
The what?
I said, what about the jellyfish? Prevagen. I'm sorry, the jellyfish.
Oh.
Did you see? I'm sorry. We're actually out of time.
Don't let me start on that. That's a total scam.
No kidding. No kidding.
No research in jelly. And also, but the point is that choline gives you membranes. The membranes are needed in order for you to transmit messages from one nerve brain cell to the other brain cell because it goes into making membrane. And I'm just suggesting that people ought to be suddenly aware of it. And you can get choline supplements if you think that you really need it. It might be easier than eating, you know, roasted soybeans and quinoa every day if this is not a typical part of your diet. It's like going back, you know, 200 years and being aware that vitamin C is related to scurvy. It's something that we should be sensitive to. And the thing about the controversy in England was nobody really was sensitive to it, even though it had been written about for many years. It just was below the radar.
All right.
I think that pregnant women should be particularly sensitive to it.
All right. Thank you very much, Dr. Judy Wortman.
Okay.
Food for Mood.
Good. Bye-bye.
And you can hear Judy with Food for Mood right here on Robert Hood Radio every Thursday morning.